Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
As you know, for a variety of reasons, there is a heightened sensitivity and scrutiny across the entire vote-by-mail ecosystem. We recognize that the American public will become increasingly alarmed if there is ongoing dialogue that continues to question the reliability of the Postal Service in the upcoming elections.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Well, you know, Hans, it sounds like the Postmaster General wants you to shut up and quit complaining about the U.S. Postal Service.
Well, then he also wants, besides me, he wants the National Association of Secretaries of State and the National Association of State Election Directors to shut up, because those are the two leading organizations of election officials across the country. It's bipartisan. And about a month ago, they signed a joint letter to the postmaster complaining about the mishandling of mail by the U.S. Postal Service during all of the primaries. And voice their concerns that unless it gets fixed, they're going to do the same thing during the general election.
Wow. I you know, when I watched the guy's testimony last week, I just about couldn't believe it, almost the arrogance, given the fact that we know there have been problems before. They haven't taken the steps necessary to fix those problems this time around, but we're not supposed to worry about it, right?
Right. We're not supposed to worry about it. By the way, one of the things that I've cited in amongst the problems was there was an election in Utah this year in which all of the absentee ballots were sent to Nevada to be handled in Nevada, and they weren't handled promptly, and so there was a huge delay in them actually then getting sent back all the way to Utah.
Wow. Wow. So I'm referring here to an article that you've got in the Daily Caller. DailyCaller.com is where I saw the article. And right. There was a report in July from the Inspector General that warned that its audit of primaries in 13 states found that 3% of mail-in ballots reached voters too late. Another 2% were returned due to election offices after their returned to election offices after the legal deadlines. That 5% in a narrow election can make a difference.
Oh, yeah. And can you imagine if 5% of the voters in a regular precinct, you know, where people are showing up to vote, if they were getting thrown out by election officials, don't you think that would be 2-inch headlines in New York Times and elsewhere?
Yeah. I'll bet it would.
You know, one of the pictures I saw, Hans, that's kind of gone viral from over the weekend, where's the whole situation with the mayor of that little Wisconsin town who took a picture because he was removing the voting drop box from the front, I think, of like the city hall in his town and moving it inside. So now the Wisconsin district attorney is investigating him.
Yeah, which is just it shows you how bizarre folks on the political left have gotten, and that's that DA in that particular place. Can you imagine? Here's the way to look at this. Imagine if the manager of a polling place, at the end of the day, after the poll has closed, he sealed up the ballot box. Instead of taking it downtown, delivering it himself to the downtown office so it can be opened and counted, he just walked it out, put it on the street, and left it there, unguarded, unwatched, and said, oh, they'll be by in a while to pick it up.
Yeah.
Everybody would think, that's crazy. You can't do that with a ballot box, but that's what you're doing with a ballot box that's out on the street, unguarded, unsurveilled. That's just dangerous as can be.
Well, speaking of dangerous, did you hear what Fran Lebowitz said this weekend? I guess she's a writer, a pretty well-known writer up in New York, left-wing liberal. And I thought maybe at first this was tongue-in-cheek. The more I listen to it, I'm not sure. Listen. Hold on, Carl, are we up over here? Hold on. That was operator error on my part. Here we go. Listen.
Biden should dissolve the Supreme Court.
Dissolve the Supreme Court?
I'm the president. I'm the king now, like you said, and go home.
Okay. Good to see you're centrist.
Yeah. She goes on Bill Maher and suggests that Joe Biden has the power to dissolve the Supreme Court. This is the kind of poison the left is putting out there every day.
Right, and they're claiming that Trump is threatening to be a dictator. Only if Biden acted like a dictator could he dissolve the court that is set up by the U.S. Constitution.
That's a good point. I'm glad you made that. And yeah, I don't know if she was serious or not, but I mean, she was on Bill Maher. Maybe she thought she was trying to be funny, but. Just before that, she said, how awful must it be to have to go to work every day with Alito and Kavanaugh? And I mean, she just completely demonizing the members of the United States Supreme Court. That can't be healthy anyway. Hans?
No, it's not.
Have a great week, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You can go to thedailycaller.com to read Hans' article there. And it's titled, Get Ready for Another Mail-In Ballot Fiasco. Wow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.